Hello and welcome to a new podcast. I'm attempting to record this as I am on my way to pick up my kids from school. So I'm just trying to see what I think about the audio quality. Also, if you can hear my keys jingle janging in the background, or I'm about to turn on my air conditioner because I'm not about to cook in this car. Trying to record a little video situation. So can you hear all that? Typically when I try to record in other places that are not my desk, it captures a lot of background noise. So I have some new headphones, and my headphones have a little microphone that is directly in front of my mouth. So I'm just trying to see if this will eliminate a lot of the sound and give me the flexibility to do some recording while I'm on the run and like while I'm just chilling, vibing, getting things done around the house. Obviously it's not giving professional podcast energy. That's okay for me for now. Just need it to be quiet in the background and just need it to be clear. All right, so in today's episode, I want to just get some practice recording in, so I'm going to work on a practice topic, and I want to think about some challenges, opportunities, problems in my life, and just kind of share my thoughts, my current status with those challenges, and, you know, as with all things, I am open to growing and evolving. So I want to talk about one challenge that I have been working on, which is preparation for a trip that we have coming up. It's actually going to be an international trip that we're going to be taking in a little bit more than a week from now. And talking about travel planning, especially when you have a sizable family, feels very important to me, because I remember our first kind of bigger trip as a family of six, and it was like a traumatic hot mess for me. In fact, that trip kickstarted a lot of the content that I like talking about the most on my platforms, which is time management, task management, routines, all the things. How do we just make sure that our families are taken care of in the best possible way, and do it, juggle all the things without feeling overwhelmed? In an ideal world, there would not be so much pressure and like expectations put on moms specifically. But, you know, I'm not in a place right now where I'm like, I want my kids to feel left out of things that other children typically experience, because I'm like boycotting expectations placed on moms. So it's like, I want to deal with it the best way that I can. And so traveling is like one of those things. And so the first time I did it, I thought that I was being proactive. I thought that I was handling it in the best way that I could at the time, but it was really, really, really chaotic. We survived, but a large part of my ego died with that trip. And so since then, we've taken several trips as a family, and I feel like every time it gets better and better and better. And so I've just learned a lot about managing a project like that so that it feels more reasonable. This trip, I'm not gonna lie, like 2 weeks ago I was actually having a little bit of an anxiety attack, and I think it's just because whenever trips come up, I'm reminded of that experience that I had before. But now that I've kind of gotten started, I've gotten the ball rolling right now. Okay, so right now I'm a little bit more than a week out from our trip, and I'm feeling like in a pretty optimistic place. And so I want to talk about how I approach things now that kind of gets me to this place. So first, let's talk about what is the place that I'm in. So essentially, I have done some structured brain dumping, which I started several weeks ago. So thinking about, like, what are my goals, right? Like, I feel like when you have a project this sizable, you can write a to-do list that is pages and pages long. But I feel like if you're not breaking up your ideas into chunks, it's easy for things to feel chaotic, for things to feel dropped and missed, to know how to prioritize. And so I like to do structured brain dumps. So at the highest level of my brain dump is kind of like, what do I hope to accomplish? What are desired outcomes that I want to get from this trip? And then from there, I can start breaking it into, okay, well, what are the major milestones that I need to do to accomplish this desired outcome? And then from those milestones, I can turn it into step-by-step tasks and checklists. And that gives me the ability to kind of focus on one area at a time instead of always looking at the project comprehensively scattered and all over the place. So that is what I did. For this trip, I don't have my task list right in front of me, but I said that the main objectives, desirable outcomes that I wanted to accomplish was packing at least a week ahead of time, which the process has begun. And so all next week, we've started our packing. Ideally, I would be wrapping things up, right? But I'm still kind of working on it, and that's okay. It's better than me packing the night before. So that was my first objective. Didn't hit it the way that I would have liked to. However, it did put me in a position where I am doing really good. At this point, we have all of our luggage purchased that we'll need, like all of our suitcases and things. I've created a packing station. Historically, I've put our packing station kind of upstairs in one of our unused guest rooms. And then I would have to go upstairs to, like, drop off, you know, things that needed to be put in the luggage. This year, I'm like, girl, we've got to use this dining room. So I've essentially laid out all of the suitcases that will be taking. I've decided that all of the kids will have, like, a little convenient backpack for convenience items, entertainment, things like that. So what I've done is I've just kind of laid out, like, a little paper grocery bag, if you will, that represents each of the backpacks. And so now, as my various Amazon orders are coming in, whether it's outfits or like convenience items that I want to take on the trip, I will just directly go and put it in the suitcase. At this point, I have not started thinking about like organizing the suitcases and like our strategy for that yet. Right now, we are just gathering supplies. And so yeah, that's a really good place to be in that regard. And so so for the next objective, that was around having safe kids. If you've been following my content, you know that 75% of my children have food allergies that we have to monitor for. So I have included some milestones around, you know, understanding what is available at the hotel we're going to be staying at, thinking through our food and snack strategy and like how we want to handle that. So I feel, based on the information I've been able to collect so far, it seems like the hotel that we're going to be staying at has tons of restaurants and they feel very comfortable managing food allergies. So we're going to try a little bit of that with a lot of allergy medicine as part of our plan. In addition, I'm going to be bringing some aspects of my portable kitchen, just in case, you know, we're no longer comfortable. This will be kind of like our longest trip without like a Walmart or something. I don't know if they have Walmart, so I'm just going to assume that they don't. So without the staples that we're used to getting. So I am bringing my personal kitchen so that or a travel portable kitchen so that I have the ability to go grocery shopping, and if I need to make some things from scratch, I can do that. I will also be bringing just a couple of like pantry items that might come in handy if for some reason there is a situation where we don't feel comfortable offering the kids something that was made for them. So I feel like we have a good plan for that at this point, and I'll be packing accordingly. The third desirable outcome was just for the journey itself and making sure that we made it as comfortable and convenient as possible. Typically, historically, when my husband and I have traveled, there have always been other adults with us, and that has served a purpose in helping us just have more eyes and ears to keep our kids safe. However, for this trip, it will just be us two as the only adults. So, things that we're going to do to make it easy and convenient is everybody's just going to have a little backpack with all of their personal needs and items, all included, convenience items, tablets with downloaded shows, all the things. And then typically we like to do our carry-on luggage because there's always a risk that your luggage won't make it to where you're trying to go. But this time we have opted to just take a leap of faith and trust the system and go ahead and check in as much luggage as possible. And I think we've decided that we'll do two hand luggages. That way, if the kids are having like a challenging moment, maybe they don't want to carry their suitcase anymore. Maybe somebody wants to have a tantrum, which I kind of think we're getting past that stage with everybody, just kind of growing and maturing. But since something like that happened, we don't also have to worry about trying to pull, a large quantity of luggage. So I think we're good there. Convenience, I think I talked about that and kind of where we are. And then the last desirable outcome, let's see, is just to make sure that we look cute. Like that's my desirable outcome. Your desirable outcomes may be completely different. For example, I didn't talk about anything about like what we're going to be doing when we get there, and that's because we are going on this trip as a family, extended family activity. So all of that kind of stuff has been planned. There are several scheduled planned activities for us to attend, so I don't have to incorporate that into our traveling preparations. My husband did most of the work when it came to securing our tickets, our hotel accommodations. That just kind of went along with the fact that we're meeting a group of people there, so that stuff's kind of all sorted and figured out. So I did travel outfits, so just making sure I understand what we're going to be doing each day, if there's like a dress code. And for the most part, I believe that I have all of the outfits and looks that I want. And then we're going to be just using things that we have from home as well, but just wanted to supplement for some of those like parties and like nicer events so that we all have something where we can look really nice and put together. And so those are the four desirable outcomes that I wanted. And then I talked briefly about the milestones and different things that I would have to do within each of those. And so for me, thinking in this kind of structured, brain dumpy manner once again prevents me from having like a mile long list of stuff to do and not seeing the connection between them. So obviously there will be things that will come up that are outside of, oh, I just realized I forgot, for the safe kids, there's a large emphasis on safe, making sure that the kids have their medicine and things like that. So obviously there's going to be things that are going to pop up that are a little bit outside of the core objectives that you give for yourself. I like to keep it to like four, give or take. Maybe it might be five, maybe it might be three, but four is a good number for me. And then Yeah, so what I try to do is like if little things are popping up, like, oh, don't forget this, don't forget that, I will try the best that I can to fit it within one of the categories that I have. And if not, it is what it is. Like, I'll just create like a list, like a next step or a to-do list, and I can include those things. And so, what's been working for me is each week I'll kind of go through my structure brain dump. I'll fill in information that might be missing or maybe I haven't made decisions about yet. And then from that structured brain list, brain, structured list, I'll try to put together what are my focuses for this week? What are like next steps that I can take and like try to, ways that I could try to take a dent out of this list. And so, that's what's been working. And so I have like a list of things that I'm focusing on for this week. And then as we roll into Monday, which is the final week that I have for preparation, I'll make a new list. And I know that next week the core emphasis is going to be kind of finalizing. The kids are going to be out of school, so maybe there are some things that I couldn't really pack or prepare while they're in school because we're like using those items. But once the kids are out, then that will kind of open up some next steps that were not available to me previously. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing and how I've been preparing. And right now, it's really weird. I feel like in a really good place. And where I, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I was like really feeling, I'm a little anxious about it. But right now, I feel like I'm in a good place. Typically, I feel like this always happens no matter how much I prepare for anything, like that day before. It gets a little hectic, it gets a little stressful, but as long as we're not entering into like trauma territory, like I know that it's coming and it is what it is. And when that happens, it gives me an opportunity to think of, okay, what can I do differently for our next thing? I want traveling to be a large part of what we do and as our and a large part of our family culture. So, one thing that I'm thinking about setting up to make future trips easier is to just have a travel toiletry bag for the family. Like I'm tired of waiting until the day that it's time to travel to pack things like toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, body soaps and things like that. So I'm thinking about setting up a little kit so that those things are already taken care of. Maybe I just need to go to the Dollar Tree and get some toothbrushes that we can kind of pull and just kind of have like a one trip use or something like that. But you know, as you get experience, you start to realize where like little hiccups are and kind of like what causes delays. Even like makeup, that's one where I feel like I usually don't pack that until the day of use or the day it's time to go because I need to use that every day for work. So if I have like a separate kit with things like the core things that I need, that would help tremendously so that I could just have that stuff kind of taken care of and out of the way. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Once again, the core purpose was I just wanted to kind of test up my new little recording setup. I'm still actually in the carpool line, and the kids, I see them walking out, which means I'm going to be pulling up and picking up my little ones any second now. But I just feel like if I can record content like this while I'm driving, I'm sitting in the carpool line, I'm not doing much, it's a heck of a lot easier for me and makes a lot more sense for my lifestyle than trying to wait for everything to be quiet, everything to be perfect, be sitting at my desk, because that is really challenging and discouraging in this season of life for me. So, thank you guys so much for listening. If you are also a family that travels a lot, let me know how you guys are managing, organizing that, coordinating all of that. It's a lot of work, and I am absolutely a work in progress. And I feel like little tips like this and just kind of hearing other people's thought processes would have gone a long way. Obviously, there's more that I can share in terms of like, okay, step by step, do this. However, I just feel like everybody's situations and circumstances are different, and the specifics that work for me may not make sense for a lot of other people, but I think that focusing on the principles, you know, makes the most sense. But I would be happy to talk about the specifics as well if you guys have any questions about that. But I just feel like I'm somebody that likes to customize things. I'm somebody that likes to get the general gist of ideas and figure out how to tweak and modify it so that it works for my situation. And so typically when I share content, I assume that that's what the people want as well. But I'm learning that sometimes it's just easier to have like a specific step-by-step, not just a framework, but like more than a framework. So just let me know if you guys have any questions or anything. So anyway, getting ready to get my little kiddos. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, feel free to drop your comments about what helps you feel coordinated as you are preparing for trips or other large projects for your family. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.